Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Dalet in Maseches Ksubis. Is a 986th daf in Shas. We're learning Chol Hamoed Pesach together from Ramat Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to pick up six lines from the top, where we're going to continue discussing a woman that is a Moredes. Moredes, yesterday we had two different opinions in the Gemara what that is. Either a woman who doesn't do any work around the house, or a woman who refuses to be intimate with her husband. And we will continue with those halachas. Then we will talk about Igeres Mered. And that is going to be a shtar that is written by Beis Din from the husband vis-a-vis the wife, indicating that she has done a Maisa Merida. And we're going to discuss the significance of that. The Gemara will get involved with Yibum along the way, and then we will get involved with the coinage. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, presumably, and that is whether the amount that a Moredes loses every week, according to the opinion that says that she loses every week money from her ksuba, it's one per day, but one what? One dinar, one trepik, and we're going to discuss the trepik a little bit, and then we were going to have a new Mishnah on Samach Dalid Amud Beis. That's going to discuss the halachos of someone who leaves and gives a charge to someone else to support his wife, and how much support is necessary. Let's say he's going on a long business trip. What is the halachic requirement of how much needs to be given to a wife? So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, six lines in. Umashinan la treisa yarchei shata. The Rush writes that there was a later takana that said that we do not divorce the Moredes right away. We give her 12 months for her to improve, and only then is a get given. This is how the Rambam paskins in Perek Yudalid in Hilchos Ishus, and it comes off of another takana that we learned yesterday, that in the earlier times of the Mishnah, they would take off the 7 dinar, but today what they do is they warn the Moredes, and then they say that they have to get divorced, but now we learn that an extra 12 months is given. That's what our Gemara is adding. The Rush adds that this takana was a later takana, because what happened was is there were women who were Moredes, and they were immediately divorced based on the second takana, and then they regretted it. So therefore, it was a takana that was done on behalf of the women to give them time to process and to go to counseling. That's something that's very, very important even to this day. Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel Kaisvin Igeres Mered Al Arusa V'en Kaisvin Igeres Mered Al Shomeres Yava. A letter of Mered is written about a woman who does not want to be a good wife to her husband, but not a Shomeres Yava. This Igeres Mered, the letter of rebellion, is a very, very cryptic halacha, because there's no reference to it in the Rambam Tur or the Shulchan Aruch. Beis Din writes a shtar that says that the woman was moreed on her husband. By the way, the same applies, we've mentioned already in previous dapim, that you could have a baal who's a moreed as well. And then they're going to take away from the ksuba. Could be maybe it was only written in those days when they had the amount of monies that were taken away by week. Either way, the Gemara says that the halacha applies only to a wife, but not in regards to a yavama. Meisive, but the Gemara asks, but didn't we learn in a Braisa? Achas li'arusa nesu afilu nida afilu cholav afilu shomeres yavam. That even a shomeres yavam is considered a moredes. Answers the Gemara, lo kasha kan shetava hu, kan shetava hi. It depends who brought the case. In a case of where he brought the case that she is a moredes, the veni igeres mered is written. However, vice versa, if she brings him to court as being a mered, that the husband is a mered, then for some reason it's not. Why? It's not written. Damar of tachlifa baravim yamar shmuel, tava hu niskakin lo. If he's taveya, so then in such a case we do write, tava he ain't niskakin lo. But if she, then we don't. Rashi points out that the Gemara later on is going to explain that she doesn't have the mitzvah of pru'er avu. And since a woman does not have the mitzvah pru ervu, there isn't the same pressure for her to have relations with her husband. There is no mitzvah at the end of the day of pru ervu that she be fulfilling. Now, again, we are going to remove a scoundrel away from her, and we are going to protect the woman, but there's not the same pressure to write igeres merit. As it was taught in the name of Shmuel, Tovohu, in a case of a Shomeres Yavam, if he's the one who's Toveya, Nizkakinlo, then an igeres merit is written. Tova, he, but she is, ain't Nizkakinlo, there isn't an igeres that is written. But Mayu came to law, Ha de Shmuel b'shetova he. If that's going to be the way you're going to explain Shmuel, that she was Toveya, Hai Kosven Igeres Merid al Arusa, this that we write, that we, an Igeres Merid is written on an Arusa, Le Arusa mi boile. The Gemara's question is as follows. We just got through saying that the whole halacha of Shmuel is Ein Kosven Igeres Merid al Shomeres Yava. And therefore, the only distinction between Tavahu and Tavahi is in the case of Shomeres Yavam. If that's so, then why do we write Kosvin Igeres Mered Alarusa? Alarusa sounds like it's a man writing on the woman. It's not true. It also would apply in the other direction as well. La'arusa mi boile. Let us say that we're talking even in a case of where he is the rebellious one. Because when was the only time we said that an Igeres Merid is not written? In a case of Yibum. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Halo kasha tani la'arusa. You're right. We can now learn la'arusa according to this approach of Shmuel, that the only time that an Igeres Merid is not written is in a case of Shomeres Yavam. Why is Shomeres Yavam different? That's what the Gemara follows up and asks. Two lines before the wide and silent Dalet of an Aleph. Maishno Shemeris Yavram Deloy. What's the reason that Shemeris Yavram you don't? Darmina Le Zil Lo Mifakedet. We say, we're less concerned, we say to the woman, because you're not commanded on the mitzvah of Pru Ervu. Arusa Nami Neim Lo Zil Lo Mifakedet. But we should say the same thing about every woman, that she's not commanded on Pru Ervu. Ella, rather it must be that Shmuel's talking about a case, Bima Machmas Taina, that we're talking about a woman that has a Taina, that there's a reason why she wants a child. What's her reason she wants a child? The Amra Bina Chutra Liyada, I want a stick for my hand, Umara Lekvura, and a person who's going to be a spade for my Kvura. That is a euphemism for saying, I want to have children who one day are going to take care of me. And that's the reason I want to have children, even though I don't have a mitzvah of pru ervu. So that's why we'll write an igeres mered, even against the husband. Asks the Gemara, she could also have a taina shemeres yavam, I want to make sure that I have children. Rather, what we had learned from Shmuel, Kosvin Igeres Mered ala Rusvein, Kosvin Igeres Mered ar Shomeres Yavam. Versus the Bryce that says a Shomeres Yavam does have a Igeres Moredes. Both of those cases are talking about where he's Toveya. If both those cases are talking about why he's Toveya, so then why in such a case does the Shmuel say that there isn't a Igeres Merit, Volokasha kan lachlots v'kan liyabim. It depends on whether we're talking about the woman going for chalitza or for yibum. As Gemara is about to explain, three lines into why. Damar p'dasam Rabbi Yochanan, tava lachlots nizkakin lo. If the husband is not willing to do the yavam, is not willing to do chalitza, so then we write in Igeres Merit that he doesn't want to do neither chalitza nor yibum, tavali abeim einis kakinla. But when it comes to yibum, so then we don't write igeres merit, and that's what Shmuel was talking about when he said that there isn't the igeres merit that's written, and the Braisa was talking about kesa chalitza. Asks the Gemara, but for a regular wife, a igeres merit is written. If he's Toveya. So in a case of where a woman's being resistant to Chalitza, an Igeres Merid is written. So the Gemara asks, Maishna liyabim, delo, what's the reason when it comes to Yibum that we don't write it if he wants to do Yibum and she's resistant? Damrina le, because we say to him, Zilvanasim is a sachrite, go marry another woman and be Mekayim Pruervu that way. Lachlos nami neimala Zilvanasim is sachrite, she doesn't want to do Chalitza, so she's stuck. And have him marry another woman, tell him to marry another woman. Since she is connected to me, someone else is not going to want to marry me. Literally, they won't give me another one. In other words, presumably a father will not want to marry off his daughter to a man who is already stuck in this difficult situation with a woman that doesn't want to marry him. Hachanami says, if that would be so, kivan da'agida bi lo kayov le'achrisi. The same should apply when it comes to both a Chalitza case and a Yibum case. Rather, both the Brisa and Shmuel are talking about a case where there is a desire for him to do Yibum, and she doesn't want. V'loy kasha. Why did Shmuel say Igeres Mered is not written, and the Brisa say that it is? Kan, Commissioner Rishena. It depends on two different instances and two different positions in halacha in Yevamis. And this is another time where we have an example of Mishnah Rishona and Mishnah Achrona. We had this earlier in our perek as well for a totally different context of Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona in regards to Igiyaz Man, Velo Niso, but this is the other Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona that we had a few months ago, Maseches Yevamis. The Snan we learned in a Mishnah, and we'll spell out how it answers the question after we see the Mishnah. Mitzvahs Yibum Koidemes L'Mitzvahs Chalitza. The Mitzvah of Yibum precedes the Mitzvah of Chalitza. In other words, that it's ideal to do Yibum as opposed to Chalitza. Berishayna Shayim Miskavim L'Shum Mitzvah. That was originally when they would get married, they wouldn't focus on the physical act, they would focus on the fact that they are being Mokim Shem Achiv. Achshav Shayim Miskavim L'Shum Mitzvah. And now because the Yavam and the Yavama don't have Kavanah for Mitzvah, Amru Mitzvahs Chalitza Kodemes L'Mitzvahs Yibum. We say Mitzvahs Chalitza is ideal more than Yibum. So now we've got a teretz. If we're talking about when he wants to do Yibum, so then in such, and she doesn't want to, so Bizman Azeh, in the Mishnah Achrona, we do not force. Then in such a case, we would not write a Igeres Merit. However, originally, there was no difference between the two. And not only that, Yibum was ideal. So Bizman Azeh, what we will do when she wants to do, when she does not want to do Yibum, is not right Igeres Merit if he wants to. However, if we were talking originally, so then Igeres Merit would be written. It works beautifully. The original Mishnah was talking Mishnah Rishona. There Igeres Merit would be written. Shmuel is talking Alach L'maisa L'maisa practically today, where we don't encourage Yibum. In our Mishnah, we had learned that according to the first Takana, every week that you had a woman who was a Moredes, her Ksuba would go down in value. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was it went down 7 Trepikin. On Masayu Pochis, we learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, my Trepikin, what exactly is this coinage? Amarav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes taught us, Astira, which is known as a Sela Medina. That's how it's referred to. Kama Astira, and how much is Astira worth? Palga de Zuze, a half a Zuz. Tanya Amihach, Reb Yehuda Oimer, Shloisha Terepkin Shein Teisha Moin. 3 Terepkin are 9 Moin, and Ma Vichetzi Lechol Yom. And she would lose Ma Vichetzi every day. In case of Moredes, and a Mored would add. So Gemara here just calculated the coinage. Gemara points out that there's a difference in the way we calculate whether he is Moreid versus when she is. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel, Maishna Ihu, when it comes to him, when his wife is Moredes, so here means when his wife is Moredes, so then we take away either 7 dinarim or 7 trupikin. Diavina lay the Shabbos, we calculate Shabbos. Umayshna ihi, but when it comes to her, delo yavina lay the Shabbos. We don't make a calculation when it comes to Shabbos. We just got through saying that there's shlosha trepikin in a case of where he is moreid. So then in such a case, we said it was a ma v'chetzi v'chol yom. So that's fining him for 6 days. If you do the math, it's fining him for 6 days and not for the seventh. Answers the Gemara. The reason it goes that way is the follows. E de mifchis kapachis lo mechsi kischar Shabbos. When it comes to taking away the woman's ksuba, then it doesn't look like anybody's making money on Shabbos. You're not giving money to anybody. You're just taking away how much he's going to have to give. However, Ihu, when he rebelled, Asufi Kamosva, Merci Kischar Shabbos. Then in such a case, it appears as if he's making money on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara on the top of Samach Dal Rama Beis, Amluchia Bar Yosef Lishmuel, Ma Bein Moired L'Maredes. What's the difference between Moreid U'Maredes? Why is it that when it comes to a Moreid, so then in such a case, she only gets a half a trepik, and when it comes to a Moredes, he gets a full trepik? Take a look at the shuk of znus. Mi socher is me. Who pays? The man is the one who pays the money. So what do we see? We see that the man has more of a desire for those things in Moredes, for example, intimacy, than a woman does. So therefore, his pain is greater than his. Davar achar ze yitzra mi bechutz, v'ze yitzra mi befnim. His physiological reaction, Rashi explains, is one that takes place on the outside, and it's clearer that he is a more tsar than she is. The Mishnah continues, Hamashas ishtoi al yidei shlish. If a man leaves his wife to be taken care of by a third party, he gives her mizonos to the house of an apotropis, for example, if he travels away, but it doesn't even have to be that way. He creates a firm that will be in charge of supporting her. So how much is the firm supposed to give? Well, yifchas lo mishnei kavin chitin oy marba kavin sarin. They can't give less than 2 kavim of wheat and 4 kavim of seorin. Am Rabbi Yossi lo pasuk lo seorin, ela Rabbi Yishmuel hayasamuch le'edom. The Gemara will explain what this means, that Rabbi Yishmuel had suggested seorin because he was close to Edom. The Gemara will explain what close to Edom means. V'nosin lo chatzi kav kitnius v'chatzi lug shemen, and you give her half a kav of legumes and a half a kav, a log of shemen, v'kav grogeris, and a kav of dates, o manet vela, or the size of a mana of dates that were pressed, either pressed dates, that's the vela is a pressed dates like into a circle, or kav grogeris are just dried out dates. In those days, dates were the best vegetables, but if they couldn't get hold of that, then you give another set of vegetables. You give her a bed with the appropriate mattress and mat. And a hat for her head. And a belt. And shoes that is changed every holiday. This is the makar that everybody rushes to the shoe store. It's before Yom Tov. V'kelim shel chamishim zuz, and clothes worth 50 zuz, mishan l'shan, changed every year. V'einosnun lo chadashim b'imos hachama, v'lo shchokim b'imos hagishamim. You're not supposed to give her new clothes during the summertime, and worn out clothes during the wintertime. Elinosnun lo kelim shel chamishim zuz, we'll explain in a moment, b'imos hagishamim. You give her clothing that's worth 50 zuz in the wintertime, and then when they're worn out, she uses them in the summertime. The reason for this is that the newer clothing are firmer, thicker, and therefore they keep a person warmer. So the ideal way to buy clothing is to buy before the winter. It gets worn out in the summer, where here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't have all the time air conditioning and things like that. So people often are much more driven by the actual elements, even when they're in their house. Certainly, outside their house as well, but even inside the house, and therefore thicker clothing is better for the winter, thinner clothing is for the summer. Nosin la ma kesef litzarka, then she gets a separate payment of ma kesef, spending money. Rashi says, L'dvarim ktanim, for small things. V'ocheles imo milele Shabbos lilele Shabbos. And there's a responsibility for a husband to eat with her Friday night. Rashi says that that is also the night when we mention that Talmidei Chachamim are supposed to be together with their wives. V'im ein nosen la mos kesef litzarka. And if he doesn't give her money, for her own spending money, she holds on to her own earnings. Umahi oselo, and what does she have a responsibility to do for him? Mishkal chamesh slaim shesi b'Yehuda. She's supposed to sew the amount of 5 slum worth in Yehuda. Shein eser slum b'Galil, which is 10 slum in Galil. Emaisa meinika, if she's also nursing, so then she has to do less because she's busy taking care of the little baby. She has to do less, and he's got to give her more money because she's now eating for two. This is the minimal for poor people. But if she comes from a wealthy, respectable family, then he's got to give her more. Mani Masnisen, who is our Mishnah in accordance with when it comes to the halacha that you need to give your wife mizonos to kavim mechitim every week? Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka v'lo Rabbi Shimon. Follows neither Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka or Rabbi Shimon. This not v'kama shiura. What is the shiur? Mazon shtei sudas l'kol echad v'echad mizono l'chol v'lo l'shabbos. That applies for the weekday, not for Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda amr l'shabbos v'lo l'chol. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that mazon shtei sudas is for the week. It's for Shabbos and not for the weekday. We need to explain what this means. Our Gemara over here is quoting a Mishnah in Erevin. The Mishnah in Erevin on Pei Beis Amid Beis talks about the chiyuv of Shitufei Mevaos. Shitufei Mevaos is the way in which you and I are able to carry, and that is that in what's colloquially referred to as an Erev is made between different courtyards, and then if it's an area that's closed on 3 sides, and on the 4th side, there's an appropriate Heker, so then in such a case, we are allowed to carry. What we do is, we make an Erev by joining together food together, and what we need is Mazon Shtei Seudas. How do we assess mazon of 2 meals? So, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, says the Mishnah in Erevin, quoted by our Gemara, of course, is a weekday meal. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a Shabbos meal. Says the Gemara, v'zeh v'zeh miskavnin lahakel. And in truth, both of them had an intention to be makel. Let's take a look at Rashi. 4 lines into Rashi on the Gemara, halfway through our Rabbid, Dimar Maskel Miskavn Lahakel. Rameira yiragil lechol pas b'Shabbos yosim b'chol. Rabbi Meir generally had more bread on Shabbos than during the week. Shayimam shich pas l'chol minim habon l'fanav, because he would eat bread with all of the different foods that came in front of him. And of course, there were more foods on Shabbos than during the week. Rabbi Yehuda yochol pas b'chol yosim Shabbos shayisavim minim ma'adonim. Rabbi Yehuda ate less bread on Shabbos because he was eating so many other dishes. So, both of them wanted to give a smaller shiur of bread. Rabbi Yehuda ate less bread on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir ate more bread on Shabbos. For the Eruv, we give bread, or matzah as it's done today. And therefore, each one of them gave a shiur, either their weekday meal or their Shabbos meal. This is in regards to the meal, the food that's necessary for a Shitufei Mevos and a Ruvei Chatzeros. Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Broka had a third shita, and he said, let's not talk about everybody's bread consumption, especially today, you know, with different types of diets, you know, bread is a new devil. So it says Rabbi Yochanan Broka, let's give it a very specific amount. Kikar halakoach bepundin me arba so'in sela. It is a amount of bread that's brought for bepundin, which when we're calculating this, when foresaw will fetch a sela. Reb Shimon Omer, shtei yados likikar mishalosh kikaros likav. Reb Shimon says that two sados are 2/3 of a kikar, when the price is 3 kikar for a kaf. Our Mishnah there now continues with other cheshbonos of a kikar. Chetzia, a half of a kikar, lebeis hamenuga, is also the shear for the amount of time, the amount of time to eat, for a person to be tummy if he walks into a beis hamenuga. In other words, if someone walks into a home that has tsaras, so if it's the amount of time, if he's in that house, the amount of time it takes to eat a half a kikar, then he's going to be tummy, continues the Mishnah in Erevin. V'chatzi chetzia, and a half of this half, livsalas hagvia, is the amount of time, excuse me, is the amount of volume of tamei that a person needs to eat if he's eating tamei to make himself tamei from eating truma. V'chatzi chetzi chetzia, and a half of a half, l'kabel tumas ochlin, is already the amount of size of food to be metamei. So that was the end of that Mishnah in Erevin that really is not connected to analysis of our sugya. The analysis of our sugya begins right now when the Gemara says, Mani, who is our Mishnah going in accordance with? What did we say was the average meal? We said, 2 kav of chitin. Mani, I Rabbi Yochanan Broka, if we're going to be following Rabbi Yochanan Broka, so then in such a case, tamne havyon. What will come out would be, there would be 8 su'udas. What would come out is in 14 meals of a week that a woman needs, we've only sufficed with the shiur of our Mishnah. If our cheshbon is going to be 2 kav of chitin, we're only giving her 8 meals. Why? So let's take a look at Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, going a little bit back into the Gemara, Nasan Shir Kotsuv, Kikar Alokech Bepudyon Kishalochin Dalet Son Besela, Hein Shtei Seuda. So that is 2 meals. Vikasal Kadaitach, and we're assuming, Chatzi Kav, that it's a half a Kav, Sharei Sela, in other words, this amount is a half a Kav, Sharei Sela Memches Pundoyin, Sheish Ma Kesef Dinar, So Rashi does the whole calculation. Vidalit son, and if that's the calculation, 4 sa is chav dalid kavim, comes out to 24 kavim. Memches, chatzi kavim, it's 24 kavim, and of course 48 half kavim. Now if we're going to have 48 half kavim, nimsa le Rabbi Yochanan lechetzi kav, shtei su'udos. So a chatzi kav comes out to be 2 su'udos. And therefore, what's going to come out is, we're not going to have enough su'udos according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Vi Rabbi Shimon, but if we're going to calculate like Rabbi Shimon had calculated, then we have too much. Timnei sri havin, you have 18 meals with your 2 kav of chitin. Rashi spells out in Dibre Maschor Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shtei Sudos Hein Shtei Yados Shel Kikar. 2 sudos are 2/3 of a kikar. 2 kikar out of 3. Mishalosh Kikaros Lekav. V'nimtza Hakav Tes Sudos. According to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out that a kav is 9 sudos. In contrast, of course, to Rabbi Yochanan Broka's 2 sudos. Quite a difference, because Shalosh Sudos Lekikar V'Shalosh Kikaros Lekav. Back into our Gemara. So if you do that math, then what comes out is you've got 18 su'udas. Says Gemara, La'olam Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Really, we're going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. I've only got 8 meals for the girl. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka's calculation took off 1/3 for the storekeeper. Hachanami Aisit Lish. So then add that 1/3. Rashi explains why we took off 1/3 for the shopkeeper, because the shopkeeper was making a profit on the amount of sa'a chitin that he was selling. So therefore, that was not calculated in the number of the weight that was being lost in the profit of the store owner. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. So let's add that 1/3, but still, we're still going to be stuck. Akati tarti sri havin. It's now going to be 12. And what did we say? We need 14. Answers the Gemara, Ocheles imo lele Shabbos. She's eating with him on the night of Shabbos. So you don't count that meal. That meal is not being sent to her. That meal, he's actually eating with her. Analyze the Gemara. Honey, chlamandam rachila mamish, but that works okay if you say that he ate with her. Elamandam rachila tashmish, but there are those who understand that it refers to relations. Maikel meimar. What are you going to say? Oh, then another kasha, tleser havin. He's going to add one more meal, but that's 13, not 14th. Ela kedam rachizda tseman mechza lechenvani. No, the chenvani actually gets half. In other words, what we calculated was only half of the actual necessary amount of flour, because the weight that we had said that was given, half of it is taken as profit by the shopkeeper. So says the Gemara Hachanami, Asya Palga Vishadi Alayu. So then add another half, and that means that comes out that she's going to get 16 seudos every week. Asks the Gemara, Kashid Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. But now we've got a steer between Rav Chizda and Rav Chizda. Because in one place, Rav Chizda said that the Chenveni makes a third. Another place, Rav Chizda is suggesting that the Chenveni should make a half. Lo Kasha, Haba Asad, you have Tzivi. The place where Rabbi Yochanan says that he gets a third, that's where you give wood. Tzivi is wood also for the baking, so he takes less of a profit. Habasa de lo yav tzivi, and then he takes more cash if there isn't wood that's going to be given. Asks the Gemara, Ihachi, if this is so, shitzri havin. So it comes out is that she's getting 16 meals. Why does the woman get 16 meals? She only needs 2 meals a day. Answers the Gemara, Keman ke Rabbi Chidka, fascinating sheet to Rabbi Chidka, the Omar, Arba Seudas, Chayv Adam Lechol B'Shabbos, who says that a person needs to eat 4 Seudas on Shabbos. So then what will come out is that she now has 12 meals during the week and 4 on Shabbos. Or the Gemara suggests, we don't have to say we follow Rabbi Chidka. I feel my father may be well, would say that in a long Shabbos day, when we had another meal, he would say, Sudas Rabbi Chidka. Afilu Teimu Rabban. No, we don't have Sudas Rabbi Chidka. Dal Choda La'archi Uparchi. Give one meal for people who are passing by, that she could be able to give a guest who pops in. Hashdas is Lahachi. Now that we've come to this, Afilu Teimu Rabbi Shimon L'Rabbanan. Now we can even fit in Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who said that there's 18 meals that we give. If you calculate 2 kav, comes out according to Rabbi Shimon, we said it's 18. However, even according to Rabbanan, who say that there's only 3 meals on Shabbos, we could fit it in. She likes to have a lot of guests, 3 extra meals every week. And according to Rabbi Chidka, we'll take out another couple of meals for guests and an extra meal for Shabbos. We're going to conclude today's daf over here. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Samach Dalid in Maseches Ksubos.